Viking Nation Lounge football is on the air. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings. Tonight, Plant High out of Tampa, Florida, one of the premier teams in the state of Florida and the nation, is here in the Concrete Palace for the South Georgia Classic. Right now, Ware and Manatee are playing, and it is a war. Manatee leads Ware County 7-6. Both teams did not score until they got into the fourth quarter. It has been a ball game. Last week saw our Vikings open slow, but finish with a flurry as the Vikings just outperformed Roswell 37-14 after leading 37-0 behind a 105-yard rushing game by number 33, Dez Copeland. We expect to see more out of Copeland tonight and maybe a little bit more of that vaunted passing game that we are known to possess. Tonight, Plant High, who defeated Armwood 21-17 last week, will bring a wide-open offense into Martin Stadium to test our defense. Of course, and they are led offensively by number 17, Rex Culpepper, a 6'3", 215-pound junior who is a consensus top 20 quarterback nationwide. Also, Jake Frew Morgan, number 63, a 6'5", 300-pound offensive lineman. He's one of the top 10 offensive tackles in the nation. He will provide protection for Culpepper. And defensively, number 42, Kyle Henderson, a 6'2", 285-pound defensive tackle, has committed to Georgia Tech. Tonight's game is going to be a great matchup of two of Florida and Georgia's top teams, who ironically both are ranked number 8 in their respective state polls. Other games around our area include Camden, who is 1-0. They will host Dutchtown. Colquitt, 1-0, host Hoover High. Lee County, 1-0, will be at Crist County. Tift, 1-0, host Cook County. And Valdosta, 1-0, will host Thomas County Central. Clinch at Brooks. What a war that game will be tonight. Coffee is home versus Savannah. Of course, in 2 weeks, they get these Ware County Gators. Thomasville at Cairo. Berrien County hosts Irwin County. Lanier County hosts Bacon County, and Valwood travels to Westfield tonight. Let's take our first break on the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. When we come back, we'll head back to the stadium at Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking Boys crew. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. We'll take a six-minute break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, and this is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and we're ready to bring you a great football game tonight between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Plant Panthers of Tampa, Florida. And this is going to be a great matchup, one of those for the ages, if you will, a great Florida team against a great Georgia team right here at Martin Stadium. I am really, really looking forward to a great matchup tonight. And beside me is Taylor Biddle. I know you're excited about this matchup as well.
Bill, I'm really pumped. What a great idea. You can hear in the background we got the Ware County game against Manatee going on. This game is back and forth. Nobody put any points on the board until close to the third, fourth quarter. And now it's a slobber knocker back and forth. So if you do hear some noise in the background, people going crazy, it's 10-7. Ware County just threw about a 40-yard bomb to go up. 5 minutes left to go in that ball game. So we'll try to give you a little update as you're going, if you're driving in or still sitting out talking about tailgating. But yeah, what great weather we got tonight, Bill. And I'm just really excited about this atmosphere we got tonight. Ware County fans are packed over there across on the 50-yard line. Manatee's got a pretty good bit of fans over there.
I really at first thought it was only 100 or so, but they're probably as close to 400 or 500 of the Manatee fans, and close to, I would say, 1,000 of the Ware County fans. And of course, now our Lowndes fans are filling in this side, coming into the visitor side as well. And I would imagine a lot of these teams and a lot of these fans will stay and watch a good portion of the second game as well.
I hope so. I think that's what we're going for. We want the atmosphere of a big game. Let's carry it over to the second game. Hopefully this one finishes on time and we can get up. Oh, pick six. Here we go. Ware County just picked it off at the 30, and he scored. No flag on the play. Ware County just put more points on the board, Bill.
Yeah, and I tell you, and you're right. This was a game that was back and forth, nothing to nothing at halftime. Nobody could put any points on the board. Here in the fourth quarter, it has just been a free-for-all. as and their long, you know, plays to make the touchdowns. Ware County Gators could have had another score.
Yeah, we got to focus here. We've got our pregame show to do about our game, but we're getting excited watching football. And I just wanted to give you an update on what's going on out there. What are we doing?
Let's see what Marty's got as soon as this plays over. It calms down a little bit. Marty, get a feel for what's going on down in the field because he's right there. The Gators just go for two, make a point, and now they're up 17-18-7. Let's go down to Marty.
Hey, guys, there's a ton of excitement down here on this field. What a great atmosphere. You've got Ware County fans on the visitor side with the Manatee fans. Lounge is here in droves and almost got the home side full up, filled up. And Lounge fans are pulling for these Ware County Gators. It's kind of neat to see the South Georgia people, you know, come together and pull for each other. But what a great ball game, and Ware County's really taking control here in this fourth quarter.
Thanks, Marty. We appreciate that equipment part supply sideline update. Just to give you kind of a feel, the plant team is now on our practice field
right
over there by the track. Our team is actually still watching the football game, kind of getting a little rest. Coach Mack said on several occasions, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, and even a show earlier this week when he called in, that they're going to start this game at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now, I think even if this game finishes early, which it probably looks like it's going to, only 8:15 now, probably still going to have plenty of time to warm up, plenty of time to get our interviews in with coaches, but a little different atmosphere for us tonight, Bill.
Yeah, and logistically, you have teams all over the place. The locker room down underneath our van stands is where Ware and where Manatee did their dressing. It's a split locker room. The girls and boys soccer dress there. The Plant High School took the baseball locker room just across the way. We see the baseball field lit up, and that was going to be the options, was to warm up on the baseball field or the practice field. They're the only two with lights. So maybe Lounge is going to forego the warm-up until they can get on the field. Either way, they can go to the baseball diamond if they like and warm up there as well. It's it's kind of hard to focus.
I mean,
I'll tell you what this is like,
yeah.
And I don't want to jinx anything, but when you're watching the, it was for us, the semifinals at the Dome,
yeah.
And you're trying to do a pregame show and there's a game going on ahead of you,
yeah,
right there, the other 6A game in a lot of cases. So it's a lot of fun to get to be able to see the other game going on. The Vikings now heading back to the locker room, so they'll be getting ready here just shortly. One of the things we like to do is talk about the players that we think are going to make a difference in tonight's game. We'll try and get the Traditions Flooring coaches interview a little bit later once this game is over. But let's go ahead and start talking about who we think is going to make an impact for our Vikings and the Plant High School Panthers, because this is going to be a phenomenal team.
Yeah, Bill, I agree with you 100%. Trying to look into Plant and deciding who to take here, you know, Googled a little bit, looked at some YouTube videos. There's really only one game of a scrimmage against Armwood that Wes alluded to earlier. I'm going to start on the offensive side of the ball for the Plant Panthers. Number one, their running back, Patrick Brooks. He is a senior, 5'10", 185 pounds. He was all over the place. They gave it to three or four different running backs, all in that highlight video. Number four is going to touch the ball a lot. Number two is going to touch the ball a lot. But it seemed like number one was their starter, and I think he is on
Brooks.
On their depth chart is their number one guy. Brooks is their tailback, slot back, however you want to call it. Look for him tonight. He's going to be a key for them tonight on offense for the Plant Panthers. Marty?
We'll get Marty set here. See who Marty's got as his impact player. Still trying to find his microphone. I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and we'll talk about, here we go.
Technical difficulty, guys. I apologize.
That's quite all right.
We had about four or five people down here calling. The excitement got called up a little bit. Let me know where we're at.
For Traditions Flooring impact players for Plant on offense.
And guys, I'm sorry, but I can't hear you. You're breaking up on me some way, somehow. I'm not getting you.
All right, offensive players for Plant High School. Who's your impact?
Tell you what, go ahead, Bill.
All right. I'm going to go with the quarterback, number 17, Rex Culpepper. Rex Culpepper, a first-year starter, but this is the guy that comes from a great football pedigree. Another pick six by the Ware County Gators. He comes from a great football pedigree. His dad, Brad Culpepper, played defensive line for the University of Florida, as well as then he went on to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for about 12 or 13 years. Later, after he retired from football, became an attorney and lives there in the Tampa area. But again, I'm going to go with number 17, Rex Culpepper, as an impact player for the Plant High School Panthers.
Guys, I'm going to go with the five guys up front blocking their way for Pat and also for Rex there, the quarterback Culpepper. I'm going to go with their offensive line. It's led by number 63, Jake Frumorgan. He's actually committed to Clemson. He's 6'5", 285. Their offensive line averaged 274. Their second string offensive line averages 270. They've got a big dominating offensive line that's led by number 63, tackle Jake Frumorgan. And I think that they're going to have a big night tonight against our Vikings, and we've got to try to figure out ways to get in that backfield.
Marty, I appreciate that. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, defending that offense for the Lowndes Vikings. Marty just mentioned it. We've got to get pressure. You know, pressure can come from up the gut with our linebackers, but I think pressure is going to have to come off the ends with our defensive ends. Number 91, Logan Neely, 5'10", 174-pound junior, and number 9, Gabe Neighbor, 6'3", 214-pound junior. Looking to see their his defensive stats last week. Neighbors, bear with me. Logan Neely, he had two tackles last week. Gabe Neighbors. Gabe Neighbors didn't have a tackle last week.
Yeah, but he was all over the place.
He was.
Also, Neely, I believe, made an interception.
Yeah, Neely did get the interception. He returned that interception after the tip-off. So we're going to have to get pressure on their offensive line and their quarterback to be successful tonight and slow down that run.
Absolutely, guys. And I'm going to go with our leaders of that defense. And in tonight's ball game, we know Plant's going to put points on the board. So we have got to have that senior leadership. And Brian Bell and Nate Brantley, our two linebackers, have got to play big tonight. Plus, they have to be the leaders to keep that defense focused and playing well. Last week, we talked to Nate Brantley after the game. Nate had, five or six tackles. Brian Bell was all over the field. Those two guys have got to play well tonight to shut down Patrick Brooks and this high-flying Plant offense. And I think they'll be up for the task. I really look forward to watching those two guys play tonight.
Well, I'm going to look at into the safeties. I mean, this is a team that likes to throw the ball. They like to throw deep, but they'll also go underneath. And guys like number 7, Jalen Marable, who had a phenomenal game against Roswell last week, ended up with 4 tackles, 1 assist for 5 total tackles. One of those tackles were for loss, and just had a great game. We called number 7, Jalen Marable, a lot last week, and I expect we're going to do the same. He's going to be my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Lowndes High defense.
Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings. Listen, guys, we've talked ages about this. Offense for Lowndes High, no matter what formation we're in, starts with offensive line. Left tackle, 6'3", 279-pound junior, Tyreek Adams. 6'3", 216-pound junior, Brandon Buford. 5'10", 233-pound senior, Brian Rowe. Real staple of that offensive line for many years. 5'11", 225-pound senior, Dwayne Hart. 6'2", 244-pound senior, Cole Rigdon. It starts right there for us. We've got to open the holes against this Plant defensive line, because I'm going to get to them in just a minute. They are huge. They're experienced. They're going to be a key tonight as to how we're able to move the ball. We are going to have to move the ball against Plant. No questions about it. That's my tradition for an impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings on offense.
My impact player, guys, is going to be Dez Copeland. He has been our leading rusher both in the scrimmage with 95 yards that game in 3 quarters, and then last week against Roswell, he had 105 yards. Dez is not the biggest guy, but he's quick, hit the hole very hard, and he's a very tough runner. And tonight I think you're going to see a heavy dose of him. Alex Brown and the number 4, Tyson Harris, they're going to have big games as well. But Dez Copeland is our key to this game. We've got to control the clock, and we've got to get yards and first downs with Dez Copeland running the ball.
Well, I think that offensively, I started thinking about quarterbacks, and yes, they are going to be important. And I'll make a comment that, of course, we're going to continue to play both of those guys, Austin Dixon, LaXavier Patterson, yes, they're going to make an impact, but I really think we're going to try and stretch the field, and number six, Xavier Jenkins, the wide receiver who had two catches last week, is going to be that kind of an impact player for our Lowndes High Vikings tonight. Somebody that's going to be able to get open. He's 6'4". He's only just a sophomore. Just a great, phenomenal body type, a talent that is going to get better and better as the year goes on. And you can't coach, as they say, 6'5". I mean, it's just one of those things, or 6'4". He is a legitimate deep threat for our Vikings. I think he's an impact player for our Vikings tonight.
Fastest guy on the field, too, Bill.
Absolutely.
For the Lowndes High Vikings, at least. Coach Mack has said that several times. Even Desmond Copeland said it when we interviewed him last week. Flipping over, defending our offense for the Plant Panthers. I'm going to go up front, guys. This has got some experience. Every one of these guys are seniors. 6'3", 220-pound senior, number 90, Render Raider Franson. Pardon me for that. Number 34, Miles Scott. He's 6'2", 210 pounds. Number 42, keep an eye on this guy. That highlight video I watched, this guy was all over the place. This guy is actually committed to Georgia Tech as well. He is number 42 tonight. He is 7 on a program. Maybe if you're looking at it in the pamphlet that comes out. But we got an updated threat roster correction. He is number 42 tonight. 6'2", 285-pound senior, nose tackle. This guy is a beast. He's going to be, hopefully he's not going to be a lot, but he's got the ability to penetrate the offensive line big time. And number 84, T.J. Watley, however you want to say it, 6'2", 205-pound senior. That's their defensive front in the four-man front. These guys are going to be a force to be reckoned with. We're going to have to block well, don't hold, get some creases, and really just pound them, guys, and hopefully we wear them down. That's my tradition for an impact player.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and give you who our defensive player, who I think is going to be a defensive player, impact player for the Plant Panthers tonight. And I looked at a couple of players, and I really started looking at the linebacker core. They're all juniors. This is a fairly young team of juniors. The Sam, the Mike, and the Will linebacker, all of them about 6 foot tall, 190, 180 pounds, so they are a physical specimen. The guys can play, like number 24, Michael Murphy, number 38, Brandon Butler, and then number 6, Tykees Keaton Baldwin. This is a guy that the coach for Plant cannot say enough good things about. Tykees Keaton Baldwin is one of these kids that comes along every so often. Great speed, great there at the weak side of the linebacker. This is going to be a guy that we're going to call his name and number a lot, and that'll be my impact player. Number 6, Tykees Keaton Baldwin.
Yeah, just want to give everybody an update. Ware County has won the first ball game, 23-7, over the Manatee Hurricanes. This is official. It's in the book. He's clearing the field out, getting ready to go. I guess we are not going to get Marty's impact player. We're going to take a...
Yeah, I want to thank Traditions Flooring.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Traditions Flooring, for your sponsorship of our impact players. Remember, make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. We're going to take a five-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back. Sorry, we got it turned the wrong way. Welcome back to the Lowndes County Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle and Marty Rogers. As we see, now this game is over. The Ware County Gators victorious over the Manatee High School Hurricanes, and now the clock says 28:47 continues to click down, as that is the countdown to the Vikings and the Panthers from Tampa. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a great football game. We talked about our impact players, what a difference those guys are going to make for these teams. Marty's down on the field. I know he's looking for Coach Randy McPherson. We'll get a few words with him here probably pretty quickly. Looks like he's coming out on the field. I don't know if he's got time right this minute. Let's go down to Marty.
Guys, I am here with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, electric night. Great ball game just now. Saw you down here watching a little bit of it. How excited is your team to play tonight?
They're fired up. It's a little different out here tonight, isn't it?
It is a little different. Almost got a little playoff atmosphere, don't it?
Yeah, sure does.
Coach, last week you had a great win. Great way to start off the season. What's the focus been this week, and what did you learn from your teams last week?
We learned that we got to get better, all the way across. We've got to get better offense, defense, special teams. The kids are playing hard. You know, we just got to go.
Coach, the first 2 weeks counting the scrimmage and last week, your defense has played exceptional, but you know that we're playing a very, very good offensive team tonight. What do you have to do? What are the keys of the game to slow down Plant's offense?
Well, you know, I know I'm saying the same thing I said last week, but we cannot let them make a bunch of big plays. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep them from running the ball. You know, try to make them one-dimensional. And then eliminate. They're going to catch their short passes. They got a great quarterback, great receivers, well coached. We just can't let them go, you know, go on that big play.
Coach, obviously you want to prevent the big play, but one thing you want to do offensively is you want to control the clock. You want to keep the ball and keep their offense off the field. How do you do that tonight?
Well, you know, obviously we're going to run the ball, and we're going to try to take what they give us. And, you know, we're gonna lean hard on our offensive line, you know. We played well the first two ball games, and it's going to be a big test tonight. They got some good ones up front.
Coach, obviously this is the first South Georgia Classic. We mentioned there was a great game before us. Your team came out and was able to watch a little bit of it. How does playing in an atmosphere like this and how does playing a great team like Plant help your team down the road?
Well, you know, experience, obviously, a great tool, you know. So this experience, win, lose, or draw, don't get us better.
Coach, thank you. Good luck. Guys, there's your Tradition 4 and Coach's Spotlight with head coach Randy McPherson of the Lions Eye Vikings.
Thanks, Marty, for that quick interview. And I know we're going to try and get the head coach from Plant High School in a little while. One of the things we didn't lead off with because of the way we had to start was how did you feel right here, Lowndes played last week against Roswell?
Phil, I was really pleased at how we played defensively. You know, we didn't really give up anything, really. I think about 30 yards rushing maybe until the fourth quarter when we started substituting. Defense played really well for us last Friday night. We were able to move the ball pretty well. I was pleased with that. Some of the options we made, some of the busted plays that were extended a little bit by our quarterback, and was really, really pleased with what we got offensively last week. Looks like we do have Marty with the
guys. I am. Yes, sir, Coach. Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking a minute to speak with us. I am with Coach Robert Wiener of the Plant Panthers. Big time game.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, big time atmosphere is not something that we're unfamiliar with. We've been in a lot of great games, but this is really special. I mean, we know what Georgia football is all about, and this is what it is at its essence. You know, that we're having a huge crowd here tonight. Great tradition on both sides. Randy's a great friend of mine. I know that he's going to coach a great game. I know that our kids are going to play their hearts out. It should be a great, great, great football game.
Coach, you certainly are no stranger to big time games. Your program has won 4 state titles since 06. Lost in the semis last year. Talk to us a little bit about what your program, what the keys to your success year in and year out.
I'm not sure, you know, because Chicken Little fell out of Scottish Bowl last year. You know, we only went to the state semifinals, and that's it. But I think really the key to the success is the continuity of the guys that I have around me. I've had coaches that I've coached with for 25 years, and they really teach the same things. And we have kids who just fully buy in, not only to the football, but kind of what we're all about in terms of character and academics, and football always takes care of itself.
Excellent, Coach. Well, looking at this year's team and talking a little bit, there's been a lot of talk this week up here about your offense and the athletes that you have. Of course, you're led by your quarterback, Rhett Culpepper, and then the talented running back. Talk to us a little bit about those guys and what are the keys offensively tonight for the Plant Panthers?
I mean, honestly, other than the running back, we're pretty young at those spots on offense. We have an All-American lineman who I think is truly an All-American, and Jake Crew Morgan. We have a wide receiver who is our top wide receiver back in Jordan Reed, and Patrick Brooks had a great game last week against a really good defense in Armwood, but we know we're in for a stern test this week. Rex Culpepper is a young guy who has a world of potential, and we know every week he's going to get better. In fact, I'm happy before we came into this environment that he got to play a game like the Armwood game last week. At least he got his feet wet, you know, and at least he'll have a little of those first game jitters out of the way.
Coach, also looking over on the defensive side, of course, we've heard a lot of talk about Henderson, defensive tackle, Franson, I believe, defensive end. But you've got a lot of athletes over there. Who are your key players and who are the guys we should keep an eye on tonight for your defense?
Well, we're hoping Kyle Henderson does a great job tonight like he did last week. He's a Georgia boy. His dad's from Georgia. His dad went to Georgia Tech. He's a Georgia Tech commit. So this would be a good connection game for him, connected back to playing a game in Georgia. Raider Franson's a motor running guy like no one else is. I mean, he just plays hard on every single play. But the couple guys who were keys for us last week was Tykes Keaton Baldwin, who's an outside linebacker, and he made some tackles in the open field last week against a good Armwood team that plays that would have gone for 30 or 40 yards if he didn't make those plays. And then our two guys back at safety, and, you know, with the way that Lowndes runs the ball, you know, we'll probably have to play him a little bit tighter tonight. But Derek Beatty, who had two interceptions last week, and Scoop Bradshaw, who had two interceptions. So, I mean, we had four interceptions last week, but I don't know if Lowndes will throw the ball four times tonight, but hopefully those guys will be ready if they do.
Coach, you mentioned last week, and it was a preseason game for you, but it was very emotional, and with a big win, I understand, for your program. Of course, you mentioned Tykes scoring on the late touchdown to win that game. What did you learn about your team? I know y'all had a lot of penalties. What did you learn about your team, and what did y'all do this week to kind of prepare for tonight to create those mistakes?
Yeah, I think just on offense, those penalties, just being fluid on offense and having a little more rhythm. It's kind of tough a little bit against a team that you know so well as we do them. I mean, they kind of have an idea of what we're doing. It's not just 1 week of film, you know. So that's kind of hard sometimes to get into a rhythm with that. I think we'll be in a little better rhythm this week. And you know, on defense, we just got to sometimes understand that we need to be aggressive, but we need to know when the whistle blows and when to pull up. So sometimes early on, I mean, you want guys playing through the echo of the whistle. So, you know, we're not really too mad about some of that. It did get sloppy last week, but we showed some tremendous toughness, and we hope we bring that toughness into this week because we know that that's what Georgia football and Lowndes football is all about.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you talking to us, and we wish you well the rest of the season. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, Marty, thank you for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview, and great interview. And he talked about all the guys we just talked about.
Yep.
Tykes Keaton Baldwin. I mean, that's a guy that this coach cannot say enough good things about.
Kyle Henderson, I'm telling you.
Kyle Henderson,
42. Watch out for him tonight if you got your radio turned on and you're in the park. Look at number 42. He's got some size. He's got the ability to disrupt a lot on that offensive line. But the question you asked me earlier, I was really pleased with our offense. You know, I know we've got room for improvement. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But defensively, we're going to be tested tonight. There's no question about it. But how do you stay away from getting tested defensively? Long sustained drives on offense. And I think if we can hold the ball, clock management, like Marty was talking to Coach about, we can be successful tonight.
Yes.
I wanted to give an update. I know a lot of you noticed last week that Mod Sneed came out of the game early. He is on the sideline in street clothes right now. Does have his jersey on, but do not look for number 13 Sneed to be running the ball tonight. Probably going to get a big dose of Nate Brantley. He can't do it by himself because he's our star linebacker, so he's going to have some help at that fullback position and or linebacker position. So Nate Amos Sneed is on the sideline tonight. Will not be playing tonight.
Yeah, you're going to see probably us going a couple, two, three deep into that fullback spot to be able to replace somebody like Ahmad Sneed. Sneed is just, he had that little twinge right there at the beginning of the game and just never has been able to come back. We just saw him with his jersey on in street clothes and, of course, we wish him the very best. I agree very much. I think offensively we did some very good things. There's always room for improvement, especially after game one. You're not ready to go play for a state championship after winning one game. Defensively, yes, I think our corners got better than they did against Roswell, but this is a team that it will test them to their very end. I mean, these are guys that are going to have to play above themselves. Wide receivers that are 6'2", 6'3", 6', I think their shortest one is 5'11". These guys really play big, but our cornerbacks play pretty big too in their own right. So, again, a situation where these guys defensively for our Vikings are going to have to play very well and play a little taller than what they actually are. Defensive linemen, they've got to get through the line of scrimmage and disrupt this young quarterback. Rex Copeland did kind of fumble the ball twice in his preseason game. He could get rattled, so if we can get back there with that defensive line, we could disrupt what they want to and what they want to do. You also mentioned this defensive line for the Panthers. Our offensive line, I'm very pleased with this offensive line this year, but they've got their huge test for them. As they try to keep out this offensive line, it's going to be huge.
Marty, give us your thoughts on last week.
Last week, guys, I thought was a great first game for us. I thought the defense played lights out. Of course, we know we had the shutout going there till late, and when we started subbing, and they had the big pass play and led to the first touchdown. So I really was impressed. We didn't have as many mistakes as I thought, you know, we tend to have early in the season. I know we had some holding calls in the first half, but none in the second half. I really think it was a great night for us. Guys, I do want to give you an update. I did talk with Sneed, with Ahmad Sneed, and he said it's nothing torn that he knows of. It appears to be just a sprain, so they're saying to hold him out 2 weeks, and he should be able to play, hopefully come back in 2 weeks. So that's exciting. That's good news, and happy to hear that.
Thanks, Marty. We appreciate that update. And, I got to agree. Let's keep him on the sideline. Let's get him healthy. You know, these games really don't matter at this point.
Well, and this is a game, a test game, if you will. I mean, yes, you want to win this football game, just like Ware wanted to win against Manatee. But they played this game with the intent of finding out where they need to make some improvements. Ware, I'm sure, even in a win tonight, found ways that think they needed to make improvements on their football team. We're going to find out the same thing tonight. If you lose, it might mean something in the big national scheme of things. But you know what? That's not a great big thing. What it comes down to is in Georgia, getting through the region, into the playoffs, and then find yourself hopefully playing for a state championship. What you find out against a team like the Plant Panthers is going to be huge for the Vikings.
Guys, I will say, being on the field, Plant definitely looks like they've got some very athletic guys. 63, Jake Freemorgan is absolutely a huge, huge offensive lineman. But overall, they don't seem to be as big as I was expecting them to be. So, got a lot of talent, a lot of quickness, but not quite as big as I thought they would be. Something else to mention, Bill, you were talking about Rex Culpepper and his fumble. He actually had two interceptions early in the game, and another one late on the last drive that got called back because of a rough and a passing penalty. So, he has a tendency to throw it. You heard the coach talk about he's young. This is really only his first true start since last week was the preseason. Even though he's got about 10 or 11 Division I offers, he's still a young guy. So hopefully we can get some turnovers tonight, and that will go a long way in helping us keep them out of the end zone.
Thanks, Marty. And you are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. And what we're going to do is we're going to take about a five-minute break. When we come back, we should still be about 10 minutes before kickoff. We'll give you the coin toss and hopefully get this game underway pretty quickly here. We'll be right back after this five-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5. Kicks. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County Insurance countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne with Taylor Biddle along with Marty Rogers, and now joining us here in the press box, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. How are you, Mr. James?
Mr. Osborne, doing fine here on a kind of a windy, humid night down here.
It's still a little warm and muggy, that's for sure. I tell you, as we're getting ready for this game, both teams have been out on the field here, warmed up. The Panthers have gone off to the sideline here down to that south end zone. Our Vikings have gone back into the locker room. As we said, the Panthers are using the baseball locker room, which is way over on the other side. So it's just not logistically where you would go back and forth. Now, they would at halftime to cool off and that kind of thing, because it is very humid. But that's not going to make any effect on a team from Tampa. They're used to this just like we are. There's no difference. These are great football teams. The one thing about Florida football, and in that high classification, this is an 8A classification, they have skilled players, and I know you've seen it down there on the field.
Oh, absolutely, and of course, none more impressive. I know you've talked about him, but Rex Culpepper, the junior quarterback, he's a consensus top 20 quarterback in the nation, 6'3", 215. You watch him in warm-ups, he looks like the typical prototype pro quarterback that you want to see. Just drops back, and you just see how he just licks his wrist, and the ball travels 30, 40 yards.
And such a nice spiral as we're watching his warm-ups. This is a kid. He's 6'3", 215 pounds. We talked about his pedigree. His dad is Brad Culpepper, who played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Florida Gators in college. This guy has great football sense. Not only did his dad play for the Gators, his uncle played for the Gators, and his grandfather played for the Gators. This is a kid that I think he's going to become a Florida Gator.
If he did, I'd be surprised. And then again, of course, to provide protection for him is you look at Fulgham, the big offensive tackle. He's a top 10 offensive tackle in the nation. And you got some guy standing in front of you like that helping to protect you. Gives you time to throw that ball.
Yeah, I look down there on the field about the 26, 27-yard line. Marty's down there, and I know getting ready for the coin toss. We still have about 7 minutes. I don't even know if we'll actually do a national anthem. I don't know, Marty, have you heard anything of kind of how the logistics will work here as we lead into this game?
Yeah, guys, I understand that they are going to do a national anthem. From what I was told, the band is not coming out to do their pregame. Obviously, they're already in the stands with the teams hitting the field and not much time in between. They're not doing their normal pregame routine. And so I know our fans will be a little upset about that, but because that is truly exciting. But, guys, I was just going to second your talking there about the passing the eye test as far as athleticism. That quarterback, Rhett Culpepper, definitely looks the part. But I'm also just as or more impressed with number one, Patrick Brooks, and number eight, Derek Beatty. Beatty is a 6'3", 180 wide receiver DB. Y'all mentioned he had two picks, or you heard the coach mention he had two picks last week. Those two guys look like great athletes. They were doing a lot of talking and a lot of kind of jelling and bouncing around during warm-ups. It's going to be interesting tonight if we can, you know, corral them early and try to get them out of their game plan, because those two guys are definitely good athletes.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they have got a bunch of good athletes. I mean, that doesn't change as we talked about it here in the pregame show. As the clock still continues to count down, 6 minutes left here in the pregame as the Tampa Plant Panthers make their way down the sidelines, and it's the officiating crew will be down here in just a little while, an all-star officiating crew. Mm-hmm. Let's go back down to Marty.
One thing I was just going to mention, too, just in talking, I don't know their total numbers, but watching during warm-ups, they do not look like they have as many players. Now, I don't know if that's something due to the travel, they didn't bring some of the younger guys or what, so I don't know, but it looks like even though they're an 8A football team, it looks like their numbers are a little bit lower than us, so who knows? Maybe depth plays a role tonight. We'll see.
Well, I think, too, their roster shows about 65 or 67 players, and that, again, is a situation where you may be exactly right. They don't bring the whole team. I mean, this is a long trip. Tampa, Florida is about a 3.5-4-hour ride. They did bring charter buses, so more comfortable ride for them. And those buses do get expensive, so I know that it's a little more difficult to bring your sophomores.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, it's great experience for these young men, great experience for the Loudside Vikings to see what they have against a national-caliber team like the Plant Panthers. Truly exciting to be down here again. I told you earlier that for our second game of the year, this is probably one of the best crowds we've had in a long, long time. And I'm ready to get this one kicked off and see what we've got.
Well, I know the captains are forming here on both sides. The Vikings have got their captains. I think, Taylor, you've got those for us?
Yeah, captains tonight, first for the Vikings, number 28, Carlos Lee. Number 32, Brian Bell. Number 57, Brian Rowe. And number 64, Cole Rigdon. We'll try to get you the plant captains here shortly.
I see them across the field. I think this is the bunch down here, but we'll get that confirmed here in just a moment. Again, we've still got a few minutes, about 4 minutes until scheduled kickoff here, and it looks like we'll be pretty well right on 9 o'clock, just as Coach McPherson said. I want to remind everybody, be sure and join us every Tuesday night, 6:45, right here on 99.5 Kicks Country for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Right now, I know this Tuesday night, we'll be doing that show live inside the studios there at Black Crow Media on 99.5 Kicks Country. We hope to be the following week. We still have not everything confirmed. We're trying to get a telephone line run. We'll be at our location, the Mill in Remerton. What a great restaurant, a pizza buffet, great atmosphere, family atmosphere, arcades, kids come. It's going to be a great time. I mean, as the players get to come, a big dining area, just a real laid-back family atmosphere. Really looking forward to it. Hopefully next Tuesday, not this coming Tuesday, but the next Tuesday, we'll be there live. Be sure and stay tuned with us on our website at www.thevikingvoice.com, and we'll give you updates on that information as that gets ready to go. No more than 2 weeks, we should be there.
And be a great, great time. The Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, and brought to you by Deloach Body Works and Auto Repair.
The Plant Panthers have got their team captains, and they have a young man in a wheelchair. I don't know if we can get the story on that. Maybe Marty can get that for us in a little while. Go ahead, Taylor, you got those captains for us?
Yeah, first captain tonight for the Plant is number 25, Gerald Clark. Number 42, Kyle Henderson. Number 17, Rex Culpepper. Number 89, Luke McFadden. And number 90, Render Bronson.
And the officials are introducing the players there in the middle. And like I said, we'll go down to the field to Marty. We'll get a little update on the young man that's in the wheelchair there and maybe the story behind that. Get that information to our listeners here as soon as we can. Let's go down to the field now and get the coin toss with Marty.
Bill, stop, look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
I'm going to be your referee tonight. I got five other guys out, and we're going to work hard for you tonight. We're going to keep everything boxed in. We ask one thing. That's great sportsmanship. Can I hear an amen on that? All right. You see that? Y'all knew that. We were working 17 intervention captain. What do you want to call? Heads or tails? He wants to call tails. He's calling tails. I'm going to toss it. It's going to land somewhere down there. Right, what we got? We've got a... Lounge is one of the toss you wanted in the first...
We want to defer.
Okay.
You want the football, correct?
All righty. Land.
White, put your back to that group.
Selected to defer, so we will be kicking off here to start this second game of the 2014 season.
All right, Marty, you heard it right there. Lowndes has won the toss, and they're going to defer. We're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, it's going to be football time. We'll be right back after this 60-second break on 99.5 Kicks Country.